Hello, everyone. This is Vapor Memory. I'm here with the beautiful official Slushwave crew. My Woo! Man, Desert Sand Feels Warm at Night, and Zero
Hello,
Ray.
Everybody.
Hey, hey.
Welcome.
Yes. Welcome, everyone, to the yearly Slushwave Q&A live stream. We're just going to chill, hang out, answer any questions about the event. You know, anything at all, like the logistics of it, how we planned it, what we have planned for future years, any questions at all, logistics. And around halfway through this live stream, we will also announce the mini sets that we have graded and chosen. Very excited to get those out, but there are some very good ones this year. So it was hard to pick. But yeah, welcome. I hope everyone's doing very well. Slushwave 2025 is the sixth iteration of the yearly event. And will be from August 20th to August 28th to August 30th. And then Naturewave on the 31st. All in the little town of Kortrijk, Belgium, which seems to be putting Kortrijk on the map in the Vaporwave world. I think I remember Zero pulling that one Reddit comment that says, "Oh yeah, there's that one, there's that one event in that little town in Belgium."
Yeah, someone was asking Reddit about where Vaporwave events happen, and they were like, "Yeah, so New York, LA. There's the guys in London doing things, and then one random town in Kortrijk, or one random town in Belgium called Kortrijk." Yeah.
Spook and I'd ask, where do I pick up the VIP shit for the event? At the door. We'll hand it all to you and we'll say have a wonderful time and we'll put it in the lovely tote bag. I think downstairs, right? Will you do that?
Yeah, that's a change from last year. So we've taken over the downstairs as well. So actually right when you enter the double doors into the cinema building, we will be there on your left with a big table with the VIP badges and bags.
There we are. I should say now, if you're still on the fence about going, I think you should absolutely go. The venue is superb. It's actually a cinema, Buddha Arts Center. It's in a lovely location right next to, is it a river or a canal it's next to?
It's a river, yeah.
It's a river, okay. Very scenic, very picturesque. And then you go inside and it's a wonderful lobby with, you know, sort of two levels, almost Art Deco style. It reminds me of the Guggenheim Museum. If anyone has been there in New York, because it has a sort of spiral staircase up, and then you go into the screen and it's such a perfect venue for Slushwave, because you can just sit down and absorb the music. You don't have to stand and get tired and things like that. You can just, it's the most comfortable experience you'll ever have. Merch tables out in the foyer with lots of Slushwave. I'm bringing loads of old sold out Desert Sand records and tapes, you know, going way back. I'm gonna pull some stuff from the archive, so I'll be selling some goodies. We've got loads of labels there as well. But the actual sound experience as well, the audio in that room is sensational. I mean, it's designed for you know, professional cinema. And Slushwave just sounds hella good in there.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, it's a great venue. They're used to doing some pretty highbrow art events, and then we were able to liaise with them, and we get to use that wonderful space to do our little bit of magic there.
Yes, Spook and I at the Saturday event. That's the main day where all the VIP stuff will be given. Someone says to do a US and Eastern Europe leg of Slushwave 2025. Well, Zero, you can organize that in your spare time. I'm sure you've got contacts.
Yeah, loads of time. That sounds very feasible. This isn't driving me insane already. Yeah.
It would be cool to have it in the US one day, but I think for the foreseeable future, it'll stay in Belgium, just because that's kind of where all this works.
Yes. This was actually a question, I think Zero can elaborate, but we did get asked, you know, what's the reason of having it in this town? And, you know, we would love to do big tours and things if we could, but the problem is, it's the cost and the fact that so many people in this town are very willing to volunteer, which is incredibly nice.
Yeah, the way we're running the event now is really community focused on like both sides. We're able to team up with like the venues and the organizations, like everyone involved with Slushwave are people that are also that have a stake in it. So we don't have to pay technicians. We don't have to rent venues. We don't have to give them a cut of sales. Like everyone is just helping us out because they think this is an awesome concept, an awesome event, and a really cool community. So yeah. That's kind of the reason why we have to do it here, because we can't get that kind of support anywhere else.
Noah asks, will I have the Koi Fish album? Yes. I will probably bring some of those. I will probably bring a copy of the 023 on vinyl as well. Oh yeah, we've got people streaming in right now. Yeah, if you've just joined, welcome. Ask us anything to do with the event or to do with Slushwave if you like. Why not? I think maybe as well we should elaborate. I think the biggest question we've got is about the sale of VIP stuff after the festival. And I believe, I don't think we're 100% sure at the moment, but I believe, like we did last year, we might have some VIP packages sold online. It depends on quite a few things, though, I think.
There's a plan in place already, because we're very lucky to have the support of Heroth Records this year as well, who will be there with a very big merch booth, so that'll be cool. Mm-hmm. But there are 50 VIP packages prepared, if there are any left over, which there should be, like by current calculations, then those are going up for sale after the event. And the speed of that kind of depends on, yeah, logistics mainly, because we do have to like ship them out and get them into the warehouse and ready to send to you people before we put them up for sale, of course.
Yes, Vajotti asks, who's the other chap there with Desert Sand? It's the legendary Zero Ray. You may know him for incredible soundscapes, but you probably better know him for Messenger of Death, New World Disciples, and the new album cover. Beautiful art, by the way, Zero, as always. I think people have been quick to tell you on that as well. I just fucking love Zero's art. That's the bottom line of it. And you know, it's no accident that he created one of the most iconic Slushwave covers of all time, that being New World Disciples.
The Slushwave scene has been in general very kind to me, and is one of the reasons I'm now like a freelance creative and that I'm able to do this and organize Slushwave. Yeah. And yeah, very, very good story there.
But yeah, just to clarify, because I guess I haven't really said, the reason why Zero is such a big part of this is because it was actually his idea to make this into an IRL thing, and because of his connections in the town of Kortrijk, we can actually put on this event. So that is why he is essential to this going forward, and that's why he's here today, because he can answer a lot more Belgium questions than I can.
Yes, he's an essential piece of this operation, probably the
seriously,
biggest.
Look, the biggest, absolutely the biggest.
Yeah,
so yeah, give lots of love to Zero. Buy the posters as well. We have a lot of merch available, zeroray.com/store. If we can get a link in chat, I can do this quickly.
I got it.
Oh, you got it. Perfect. Buy the merch. We've got some amazing merch designed by the beautiful Michael of Liminal Garden. Shout out to Michael from Liminal Garden again for being a freaking legend and designing some beautiful artwork. But also get some high quality posters from the store. They are seriously high quality. I have 6 of them behind me.
Well, yeah, quality control is important. So yeah, maybe get technical for 1 second there. So the art prints I have on the shop are Gicle prints, so like museum grades, like digital prints, inkjet prints. But yeah, the color vibrancy on those is incredible. Like It was kind of hard to believe how good they looked until I held them in my hands myself. And yeah, Desert can attest to the fact that they really do look.
They look sensational. Like you know, like when you get a poster sometimes and you sort of like, you go right into it, like you put your face up to it and you can kind of see it's blurry. With this, you just don't get that. Every single... What DPI is it printed at?
They're printed at 300 DPI, so I actually like rework the designs completely to guarantee that level of quality, which takes forever. Like, literally forever.
but it is so worth it. I mean, you can tell. We've got some scrolling through questions. Any tips on making Slushwave in Eurorack? Any artist doing this? I don't know if there's anyone using sort of like a modular stuff, but funny enough, someone in the chat, You Still Feel Them, uses outboard gear for Slushwave, which is very cool. So maybe you can direct your questions over to him. I use boring old digital VSTs.
Yeah, I'm too poor for Eurorack. I'm very sorry.
That too, actually. That too. Sorry, I'm going back to the joke you made in the server where you said the entire case of one of those is more expensive than your setup. What's the original video that plays in the background? It's a Tracy Huang music video. Shout out 90s C-pop. I strive every year to find a similarly color-themed Chinese music video to use as the visuals, and the colors are black and blue and white. So it's quite a restrictive set of rules, but I managed to pull it off. One day I'm going to run out. I'll have to make my own, I guess.
That's a good excuse to get some like vintage video aesthetics going.
Yeah, right, exactly. Just scrolling through the chat here. If I scroll past the question, do just say it again. As I say every year, I just hope the main focus of the event is always on the community and the artists that absolutely deserve the attention. You know, people ask me, what artists do you recommend listening to? And I just say, look at the Slushwave lineup. Look at that lineup. Those people really deserve the place on the show because their music is exceptional. Svayotti asks, is Desert Memories fully sample free? Yes. Did you mostly lead in for Mindspring style? Well, we took inspirations from each other. I think Mindspring had a bit of trouble sort of adapting to like singing Slushanese, for example, when I had to help her. Into just, you know, by just saying, just go for it and do the best thing. So excited for the sickness set. I'm excited for everyone's set. I feel like the best thing that this event showcases is like the diversity in sound, because you can make Slushwave out of anything. You can choose any inspiration as a chain. You know, you could have something that's harsh and crazy and thick and compressed, or you can have something super open, super low key, more ambient adjacent. You know, that is what is amazing about this. And
I think diversity in visuals as well. What really struck me last year seeing it on the big screen is we have some incredible talent in the scene when it comes to visual art as well, and
yes,
doing the videos for the live sets.
And people loot visual artists, a lot of them use big, you know, analog gear setups, which is very cool. Seriously, big up. Transmitter asks, what language would I love to use next? I'm going to stick with Maltese for a while because that language is just fascinating to me. It just looks, just from an aesthetic point of view, it looks so mystical. And I love how it's a Latin-based language, but it's still almost impossible to pronounce because there's so many there's so many letters that we associate with a certain sound that when put together in Maltese is fine, but when you read it on paper as an English speaker, it's like, how the hell do you pronounce that? So I love it for that very reason, because it's almost like a European Japanese in a way that, you know, even you can have the whole thing in front of you and you still don't know how to pronounce it. Will we ever see Telepath playing live in Europe? Probably not, to be honest. I've mulled this over many times about, you know, should I invite him to these events? And I'm always leaning on the side of no. And the reason is because, you know, these events really focused on the actual community aspect, the smaller artists getting together and the raw talent in the scene. And I just feel like that, you know, first of all, everyone knows Telepath anyway. There is no need to give him any more exposure. But at the same time, you know, Telepath isn't really a part of the community. You know, he built up the genre, but hasn't really been a part of, you know, a cornerstone of this community aspect of it. So, I mean, we'll see what time bring us, but for the foreseeable future, no. New collaborative track for SSC members when? I don't know what you mean by that question, Transmitter. Do you mean the next comp album? Someone on Twitch, Apo023, any chance of a UK event in the near future? I hope so. I have some plans. I have some plans with myself and my Plet Flamingo. We might put on a show. We have a very nice venue in mind. If you search up Abney Park Chapel, it's a beautiful little renovated chapel in the middle of this sort of graveyard that was overtaken by nature. It's a beautiful place in London, and we're both eyeing it up for events. Asfayoti asked a question. Ray, what's your favorite art piece you've made, album or own art?
Ooh, that's a tricky one. Own art, possibly Glitchpool, which is pretty old by now, but yeah, the people know. There's actually a physical one of that, which I'll gladly show off to anyone who shows an interest in Incortrick next weekend. So yeah, that's a personal favorite, and it would be impossible to pick a favorite out of the commissions. One, because it would be bad for business, and two, because all of the ones I really like working with Desert, because really curveballs and pretty strong concepts, which I then have to mangle into something visual. So that's always a lot of fun as well.
Yes, I seem to push your boundaries as well. Not so much for this one, but I think Dream Waterfall and New World Disciples was quite a challenge at the time. But I think now you'd have less of a problem.
This one as well, though, because yeah, lots of like negative space. Just that skybox needed to look clean as hell. And for anyone who works with Bryce, like the road is like a mapped texture. And just to get that looking good, that like 300 DPI really zoomed in, that was not easy.
Okay, fair enough. Always turns out so beautifully, though. Rias, is that the first track from Dream Desert in the background? Yes, it is. Carlo asks, how is the wasp situation in Cortric? Any wasps there this time of year?
Not terribly much, no, especially not in the city centre, but I saw the mention of drinking a slushy, but you don't have to go outside and brave the wasps for that, because we will have our very own slushy machine, as we did last year.
Yes, we will. We will, yeah, we... and by the way, if you buy the VIP package, you get unlimited free slushies. What is not to love? Yeah, Emzil saying UK event, please. Yeah, we'll get it done, Emzil, I promise. And exactly, Spook and I makes a good point. You know, as soon as we start inviting American artists or worldwide artists, the costs skyrocket, because not only do we have to pay for their plane ticket, but we have to accommodate them somewhere, and, you know, some get quite uneasy about being so far away for so long.
Yeah, I think our biggest cost by like a country mile for this year's event and last year is accommodation, because we do kind of insist, because a lot of the artists are coming out with very little guarantee of being paid, so like putting it up at a decent hotel and making sure it's a fun experience that way is kind of paramount for us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just someone, the Rocket King says, Vapor Memory, you are doing divine work. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I mean, it's a real pleasure, Vapor Memory, to host these yearly events on your channel every year. And the fact that you take time off for it is just amazing.
Yes, I look forward to it every year, and I do take time off of work, like, to be at home and just be totally dedicated to this stream. It's like a holiday for me, so I love it.
Felt really appreciated. Does it sound, what's your favorite non-sampled album? Do you mean of my own or in general? That's a really good question. I will have to think about that because there's lots of answers. Ever wanted to make another a cappella based album like Yume no Taki? Well, you know, the album I just released has vocals based a lot of has vocals as one of the main features for a reason. So I feel like in albums to come I'll probably drift away from that because I'm very satisfied with the amount of vocal exploration I've done in this album. We'll see. I mean, I have no idea at this point. Rias asks, what's your current / album of the year?
Oh, wow.
That's a tricky one, eh?
It's so hard. Oh my god. The problem is, I will have to really think because I don't want to miss someone out. And I don't want to get the year wrong as well. Like I was actually going to say the Memory Keeper and Illusionary Split, but I believe that was late last year. And if it was this year, please correct me. that's actually a very good question. I honestly think that Sycadence's latest release is one of my favorites. One of Memory Keeper's albums that I can't pronounce is also up there. It is the one Barndom Sminen. Go and listen to that one. That is beautiful. It was December 2024. Okay, almost. I would highly recommend that though. That's the one that I've had on rotation for the past like month is the Illusionary and Memory Keeper collab, just because it's proof that creative sampling can make an album, because the looping is actually pretty simple in that album, but the fact that it samples sort of traditional Swedish songs and they have this sort of cutesy chord progression to it, but the way it's slushed like a sort of normal track is very, it creates such a unique vibe just from the sample choice. Does it sound, when you're not singing English in your songs, are you actually singing in another language or just coming out with gibberish to mimic the slush vocal sound? Mostly gibberish, yeah. It's called Slushanese, is what we call it. Funnily enough, everyone talks about Cocteau Twins and Sigur Rós, but I actually discovered those two artists after I started doing this. So I don't know where the inspiration came from. Probably the fact I couldn't be asked to write lyrics. And Vapor Memory, you were famously the one who put me onto Cocteau Twins as well.
Yeah, I know.
Mountain Wind, last year was super fun. Looking forward to next week. Woo! Is there any chance of seeing VAV 3-1 live? I think they're from South America, no? So that would be quite hard to get them. When will there be full announcement of the whole lineup on streams? Next week at some point. I think once the links are out, we will put up the who's playing on what day. If you join the server, discord.gg/slushwave, and pay attention to the Slushwave 2025 announcements channel, you can find all of that there. Any chance of another Tomorrow album? Maybe. That's the Dreampunk alias, so we'll have to see. I don't know. All right, guys. There's a lot of love for Slushwave in the chat right now. So I think it's time to show even more love to our mini sets this year. We had fewer submissions than last year, but actually, if you look at it, a few of the submissions from last year we actually now have on the main lineup, so it was natural. Natural progression that way. So yeah, the team of us rated, you know, listened to the mini sets, ranked them, and chose the ones we thought were the four best, and they will be played on the final day, day three of the event. And then the rest of the mini sets will be played on a separate post-event live stream, exactly the same as last year. So, let's see the mini sets.
Awesome.
Amazing. So congratulations to, I think it's Welsh, but Welsh. I'm sorry for that pronunciation. DLVR, Roses Over Eden, and Transmitter. They were, their mini sets are insanely good. I had so much fun ranking them, listening to them. So yeah, big up. Yeah, Zero was also one of the ones who watched them, and they're just amazing this year, as they always are. So yeah, I mean, I'm so glad to see these guys on here, because I know they sort of hang around in the server and in the scene, so it's really nice to show some love. Some more, to even more artists that deserve it, because that's what the whole point of the event is about anyway. Have I ever thought about doing a spookier Slushwave album? I mean, the one I just released gets kind of spooky, especially track two. Maybe, if Halloween permits. So yeah, congratulations to our mini set winners again. Show them some love in the chat. Let's get hearts in the chat for these four legends. We'll be played on... you go ahead, Zero.
Yeah, just this is going to be really cool because these will be shown in the big cinema room. So with a live audience, with professional audio on like a really big screen. So yes. That's going to be so cool.
Yes. That's what I was just going to say as well, that, you know, we play these on the final day, so if you're actually there in the venue, just to watch the visuals, you know, in such a large screen, it's totally absorptive. It's just incredible. Yeah, YouTube needs slushy hearts. Yeah, they need the heart from the Slushwave Social Club. yeah, just again, if you want to find out any information about the event, it is rayrecords.com/slushwave. You can buy tickets there. You can read about what's going on the 4 days. We should probably also talk a little bit now about the 2 days that we have before. I'm actually going to grab a drink quickly. And I think, Zero, you're better to speak about the first 2 days in the warm-up events.
Oh, yeah, totally. So first and foremost, the streams are happening on Thursday and Friday, as they always are, hosted by the inimitable Mr. Desert Sand Feels Warm at Night. I think he might be joined in the studio, like joined live in the temporary studio in Kortrijk by Mr. Tim Six for a little while as well, because they are both in Kortrijk for the weekend, so that'll be cool. But yeah, before that, on each night we're doing a small warm-up event. On Thursday we are hosting Mr. Cat System Corp and Tim Six at Wilde Westen. That is the local rock and roll venue that have been so kind to offer their space for us. So that's going to be a traditional night of Vaporwave with visuals. Pretty short sets. I think we're starting at around 7:30, wrapping up at 9, so that we can all go and check out the live stream after that. There's also a big screen set up in one of the other locations at Textielhuis. And after the event at Wilde Westen, we'll all be there to watch the live stream together. So that'll be cool.
Yes.
So that's Thursday. And then on Friday, it's actually at Textielhuis again. There we have some of the local DJs spinning like the most ambient, trip-hoppy, IDME records they could find. And then we have Lost Colossus playing live. And after that, we all watch the live stream again.
And it's very funny because the place where I do the online interviews from is across the street in the building next to me. So I will be doing an entire workout for those 2 days. So if you do meet me in person during the live stream watch throughs and I'm out of breath, I do apologize.
Didn't you have to do that last year? You're like going up and downstairs.
Yes.
It's less stairs this time. I think last year you had like 4 flights of stairs to go each time.
So for those who don't know, last year we had a little streaming area set down in a place to watch the online live streams, but obviously I have to be there to do the interviews and to do the bits in between the sets. And Zero's workshop just happened to be on the very top floor of this 4-story building. So that was fun.
I've since moved out of that space, which was, as you can imagine, with the 4 floors, a huge pain in the ass. But the new space is only up 1 flight of stairs. So,
yay! Less of a workout. Spookamad asks, do the slushies contain rum? Do we have an alcoholic slushie this time? I can't remember.
We've brought back the option to add a shot of vodka. So,
okay. So you can have a shot of vodka if you like. Yeah, bang on, whole lot. It is so lovely to see that the local community over in Kortrijk is, and it's not even just supportive, they're so enthusiastic about it. I mean, you know, we have many, many meetings, almost weekly about it, and every time, you know, Zero will start the meeting with, so I met with these people and they said yes, no hesitation. I mean, what do you do to them? Are they, you know, you must sell it well, I guess.
I just bring on the same energy as I get from the scene. That's the fun thing. Like, there's a good history of alternative music in Kortrijk, which is often like more guitar based or harsh noise based, but they know like some real motivation and some DIY energy when they see it, and yeah, that way it's universal. It translates super well.
Yeah. And you know, the future of Slushwave is really bright. I mean, so many collaborators have said that they want to do stuff for next year. You know, we're gonna sort of make it into more of a whole package next year with lots of live things. I think it can only grow from here. Seriously, you know, we haven't hit the limit yet. We were always wondering, you know, what's the limit to what we can actually put on, but it's definitely not this year. So you know, what I would say to everyone who's not going this year but could potentially go next year, I would say just go next year because it is going to be incredible. It's going to be incredible this year.
I think with this second edition, if all goes well, we have a proven concept, which means that our partners will be more motivated to think alongside us, which will give us the opportunity to maybe fly some people over, maybe, you know, sculpt the lineup a little bit more and get some more, like, you know, life first, that kind of thing. Either way, it'll be worth coming down for.
Yes. Seriously. Yeah, big up Kratzwerk in the chat, one of the IRL artists in Belgium on day 3 of the event, doing what is going to be an amazing joint set with Tagmata. I am so looking forward to that, and that's pretty much all going to be outboard gear from them too. If you didn't see Kratzwerk's set last year, go and watch it. It is amazing. Just that massive pedal board in front of him, doing the coolest soundscapes.
That was magical to watch live, just to see the guitar like transform into just indeed huge soundscapes and just so much movement in there.
Yeah. I was also enamored by a little box that Kratzwerk bought, and he sort of started shaking it around and it made these sort of ambient pad noises, and I was just like, what is that thing? It's very cool. But yes, go and buy the merch if you want. There's some online merch, zeroray.com/store. Put that link in the chat. And the link for the main event that has everything on there, what's included in the VIP package, which is insane, by the way. If you haven't seen the VIP package, it includes a tote bag, a tape, a lanyard, glow-in-the-dark buttons, bubbles, stickers, an extra long poster signed by all of the artists, and a glass straw for the unlimited free slushies, as well as entry to the warm-up events on Thursday and Friday. So it's bloody big. And the tape, by the way, I had a lot of people wondering what the tape was. The tape is a little sampler of tracks from every one of the artists playing on the Flushwave lineup. And some people have chosen unreleased tracks, others have chosen their most popular tracks. It actually blends together really, really well. It's a beautiful blend of sounds. Really, really nice tape. And of course, designed by the sensational Michael from Liminal Garden. Shout out Michael from Liminal Garden. I have all the tapes in a box behind me. Can't wait to show them to everybody.
I'm seeing that some people found out about the event through Cat System Corp, and that's just awesome. He's been super supportive this year and really like helping us out behind the scenes. So he'll be playing live on Thursday and on Sunday, and he'll be selling merch on Saturday as well with a really big Hiroth record stand.
Yes. I you know, Jordan was joking that, you know, it's actually quite nice for him to be at an event. To the one on the Saturday where he's not performing and he can just actually chill out the whole time. There's going to be so many amazing people to meet there. Myself included, Zero Ray included. I expect everyone to go up to Zero Ray and say, your art is amazing. Give me a poster. And go and support all the artists on the lineup. Seriously, that's all I can say to do at the moment. If you're looking to broaden your Slushwave horizons, just look at the lineup. It can be found on the website rayrecords.com/slushwave. Because Slushwave doesn't have a set sound this year. I feel like we prove this every single year with these events, and everyone always goes away with it with new artists that they've discovered and that they like the set of, which is amazing. And I guess the only thing we haven't touched on yet is Nature Wave. For those wondering what that is, that's on Sunday, 31st of August. That's where a whole bunch of artists get together in Gebroeders van Ramdonk Park in Kortrijk. It's outdoors, it's free, you can just come along, sit on the grass, do some drawing, blow some bubbles, have a drink or two, and just enjoy some ambient bliss. Now, the lineup for that can be found on the Ray Records website as well.
Yeah, that lineup is kind of ridiculously stacked as well, especially considering that's all live. I think it's pretty much like all hardware sets as well, so...
Yeah, we have Astrid 818181 coming all the way from America for that Nature Wave set, which is going to be so cool. Can't wait for her set there. Cat System Corp, Toon Boschet, who is he a local?
Toon is a local, yeah. Yeah, I know him as one of the Ableton teachers of the local academy, but he's actually one of the bigger names in Belgium when it comes to like more advanced Ableton Live stuff. And he will have his Solar 42 Elta synth with him, which he's been dying to do some ambient stuff with.
Yeah, you can't miss that. Hi, Eden. Zero Ray, myself, Claire Kelp, and Sound Too Many Frugo. It is going to be stacked. And that's after 3 days of even more stacked events. But it's funny because it's such a sort of packed schedule, yet it's all so relaxed. Like, everything is just so tranquil in a way. You know, it's not your typical event where, you know, you'll have a mosh pit at the front, or you have people standing up, or, you know, you sort of have to walk around and people getting tired. That just doesn't happen in Slushwave because of the environments that we set these events in. It's...
It really is a choice that we made when we were designing the events to, like, not have, like, competing stages, make sure people can, like, move around freely, and, like, if they want to take some fresh air, want to go out for, like, a bite to eat, that is all possible without it being a hassle.
Yes. And Kortrijk is all very walkable, so I'm sure there'll be some cute little outings to... You know, like, last year, for example, we went to an ice cream shop and then walked to the park. And that was bloody lovely. So I'm sure
that was great.
Things.
Everyone was panicking because I was late because I was supposed to open that time.
Someone say we should have a slush pit.
Is that when we wheel the slush machine into the room and flip it over, or like, what's the plan here?
Oh my god, guys. We'll do it. Oh dear. And shout out to all the artists who are in chat. Rias, one of the artists. Kratzwerk is here. Emsel is here. Illusionary is just popped up. Hello, Illusionary. Memory Keeper. Days of Blue, I saw as well. Days of Blue Skies. This is what's just so great about the community. We can just do a little Q&A live stream and everyone turns up. And there'll be even more people on the actual event, you know. Luke and I says boiler room, more like slush machine room. Hell yeah. Oh my goodness. Can you imagine how loud that thing would be in that main room? It'd be like a drone in its own right. But yeah, I think we've had some great questions. We'll wrap up shortly. But so if anyone has any final questions before we wrap this up, do drop it in the chat. As I say, just if you can make it, if you're unsure about making it, please come. It's such a good experience. It's so relaxed. You know, if you're worried about it being a long journey for yourselves, don't worry, because when you get there, you can just sit down and sleep if you wanted to. And you have the perfect music accompaniment. It's going to be a lovely day. The day three day is going to be amazing. We have the main sets, IRL sets. We also have, by popular demand, we have the artist and label interviews like we did last year on the day three. So on the stage, in the little stage area. And that was really, really nice, actually, to hear that a lot of the locals and people that knew less about Slushwave actually really, really enjoyed those interview bits because they learnt so much about the scene that they didn't know. So we're definitely doing that again.
Yeah, it's the community aspect of things that was what really, like, it's a complicated event to explain to people locally, we've noticed, so that's a big challenge and something that we're actively thinking about, okay, how to make this more easy to process for them, but then once they walk into the room, they see the visuals, they hear the music, they're totally, like, caught up with it, and then, yeah, the interviews really made it clear how much of, like, a family community thing this is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Impeccable vibes. Arias, final question. More desert in 2025? Yes. There will be. There will be. And that's confirmed because the album's already done. What? Another one? You didn't hear it from me. There we go. Slushwave 2025, rayrecords.com/slushwave. If you want to buy merch, zeroray.com/store. Posters are also there. Super high quality art prints that are gorgeous. So, I think that's a good place to end it. I think we've answered many questions. Join the Discord, discord.gg/slushwave. We can get that link in the chat. That would be amazing. There are Slushwave dedicated channels there where you can ask questions, talk about the event, and stay tuned with the Slushwave 25 announcements. If you join the announcement notification role, you will get pinged for these announcements. And just in case anyone is curious, this is shameful self-promotion, but there is a listening party tonight at 11 p.m. British time of the new album, and everyone's going to be there, the community, talking about not only the album but just Slushwave, and it's just such a nice thing to have these listening parties. And there was one for Sickness's new albums last night on Ephemeral Eternal, and we have regular listening parties in the server for many smaller artists when there's big releases as well. So do drop in and say hello. It would be lovely to see you there. So that wraps it up then. It is next freaking week, the 28th of August, on Vapor Memory. The whole thing is live streamed. Day three is going to be live streamed just like it was last year. We've got professional cameras. You know, it's all going to be, it's going to be amazing. So we'll see you next week on the 28th at 8 p.m. BST. For the start of Slushwave 2025. Thank you so much for coming along.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Love it's been all. A real pleasure, as always. Big thanks to Zero. Please send love his way for being such an integral part of this event. And thank you as well to Vapor Memory for hosting us.
Woo! Cheers, guys.